You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello. I'm doing that again. Stop it. Oh, shocker. Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 83. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back. We're back.
So this is what I was trying to do to you during the intro of the other show, was doing that with the straw, and you weren't looking. And by the way, I'm keeping that in because I'm doing the edits and we have some fun on the show.
Whatever. I mean,
it's not like we're pro podcasters here, so we do what we want.
That's exactly right. We are definitely not.
All right.
But
go.
It's all about the fun.
Do the podcast thing. Go now.
Do the podcast thing. I just did it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's been a show. It's been great being back.
Okay. And we're done. See you next week.
Lord,
see you
Tundra later, Jesus, guys. Bye.
Anyway.
All right.
No, we were going. I introduced you. I said, "How are you going?"
And then
excellent. All right.
I'm going.
This is going so great. This episode's going to be just fantastic. World of Warcraft news. What have we got? Let's talk. Okay. Let's talk WoW.
Battle of Dazar Allure / Season 2 was released. I can't remember the exact date. I think it was middle of January or so. We can't really talk about the lore stuff because I think a good rule of thumb is give at least a week until the last LFR wing is open. Right. So when that last week is open, then you wait a week and then we can go talk about all the stuff that's happened. Cause there's quite a bit of stuff. And it felt a little wonky and I felt like I got, I feel like things were spoiled for me playing Alliance. Because we only have to go so far for our quest, and we kill a certain thing, and we go back and turn that in, then we find out other stuff happened, but we as the player haven't gone through that yet. And I was like, I kind of wish they would have tweaked that a little bit, but we'll talk about that a little bit more in a couple weeks. Because right now, LFR Wing 1 is open. I think it just opened up on Tuesday. So, it opened up with Mythic, right? And I was actually watching the Mythic race. I'm not a fanboy of any Mythic group, but I really like watching Method stream their Mythic races because you get to see them actually trying and they're wiping on one little thing goes wrong, dead. It's like, oh my goodness. Mm. And just seeing how they change your strats up and stuff, just being able to watch that is pretty cool. And I kind of hope they do that again. Because they've done that for both raids so far, this expansion pack. And even if they did come in first both times.
Yes.
I'm kind of hoping that if they don't next time, that they still continue to stream it after that, because I feel like they get a lot of people watching, so there is incentive for them to stream it. And I just really like to watch them go. It's fun stuff. I would actually love if other Mythic guilds could stream their stuff, but I know a lot of people don't because they want to keep their drats kind of quiet and in secret, right?
Okay.
I'm drinking Welch's grape juice. Welch's grape juice. I've drunk that stuff since I was like 5. I love it. It is so sweet. Yum, yum, yum. Wow, you look like you're going to pass out. What is up with you?
No, I was trying to think of the wording of this. We are not endorsing. What's the thing? We are not sponsored by this product. No part of this show is sponsored by this.
But you know, I would gladly accept a sponsorship from Welch's if that means
I get depends. Free I've never Welch's. Tasted it.
Welch's grape
when
juice?
I've tasted it.
Oh my god! I don't know if I can.
Yeah,
ship
I don't
that.
Know what it is.
Can I ship? Can I ship probably that over not. In the mail? I don't think so. It's a liquid, right? So I don't think you can ship that in the mail.
Liquids can, but you'd have really? To pack it.
Oh, real good. Yeah.
Really well, and honestly, probably not worth it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, back to World of Warcraft.
Yes.
This little Welch's sponsorship break, non-sponsorship break.
Non-sponsorship break, yeah.
So we apparently still need to wait for our new allied races, the Trolls and the Kulturans, till 815.
Yes.
And I understand they're trying to stretch it out so that we don't eat through all the content really quick. But, man... Well, I mean, I wouldn't be able to get the trolls yet. I'm still working on the honor-bound rep for Horde, right? So I'm kind of close-ish. Mm. I just need to put in maybe about a week or so, and I could probably get that.
I need to play Alliance.
So I don't have orcs. Well, there's a great guild over on Dalaran on US that, you know, we're a bunch of kids. I mean, physically we're not, but mentally we are. We have a lot of fun. Mm. I'm just saying. But honestly, that's pretty
yeah,
much
but
about
I play
it.
You,
right?
You don't yeah. forget no, time zones.
Yeah, no, no. There's. So I'm up sometimes at weird hours too, right? Because sometimes I can't sleep. Mm. There's two people that I know of that are up at that time because they work nights, and so sometimes they're up. So they're asleep during. The day there.
I think
times
I've got 113 over on Airy Peak anyway. I'm getting there. Oh, it's just okay. Finding time right. to play.
Sure.
I've got one on Dalaran, remember?
No.
I haven't leveled up.
No. I don't remember.
Yeah, you told me I had to make a tune and get it a 40, remember?
Yeah, but then you told me to sell the mount, so I did.
Yeah. But I've left okay. the well I've all left right. the tune. I'm like, do I want to sure. keep her or not? Eh, so anyway.
So yeah. I think that's the only race I don't have unlocked is the orcs. So when the new we've races the come orcs. Out, I'm already kind of ready for the Kulturans, so that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And it should be likewise for anybody that plays Horde. You should I think all that you need to do is like a quest chain and then that's it. You're done. As long as you've done everything else already, horde side. But if you main horde, then you're good to go. So, Lunar Festival is ending soon, right? Like I can't remember the exact date, but pretty soon.
Think it's Tuesday.
I think they overlap, right? Like I think one ends and then the other one starts, off. Right? Yeah. So
yeah.
Lunar Fest is going to end, I guess, on Tuesday, or it's going to be soon. Yeah,
it is soon. Yeah.
And then we're going to get into exactly. Love Is in the Air. Is going to go February the 12th to the 26th, and I get to spend. Hold on. I get to spend. A whole 2 weeks of hearing nothing but Lita saying, it I doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And then me,
and
I jump on
you,
my
Stone.
Love rocket and I say, it does exist. It does. You just got to try harder.
If you message me with try harder later, like you did last year, I'm going to come through the computer, through the interwebs. I'm going to slap you really hard.
Right upside the head.
There was many times I'd wake up to Stone's little message of, Lita, you need to try harder.
I don't remember that, but sure. That does sound like something.
Yeah, I do.
It sounds like something I would do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Well, the good thing about this year with running the dungeon is that, unlike last year, because last year they made it so that you could only run it to get the mount on max level characters. However, the year before, it was open up to like level 20 and up, right? So everybody and their moms was creating characters and jump being in there, right? And then all of a sudden they changed it to max level, which at the time was level 110. And everyone's like, oh man, now I don't have as many chances for it. Well, this year they've left it at 110. So it's anything that's 110 or higher can queue for it and get a chance at this. And
we'll
honestly,
get the heart shaped box.
We'll get the heart shaped box. And you know what? Good luck to everyone. It, like, I do feel your pain because I spent a long time trying to get that dang thing. And 1 year I really, like, that's all I did. I didn't do anything else. I think that was the year that they allowed level 20s in there. And I'm pretty sure I got it on a level like 98 character or something. I don't know. But you know, just keep trying. It's just a random thing. It's lucky or not, right? And, you know, good luck to everyone.
Well,
and
drop rate is...
What's the drop rate?
Hang on, I'm just having a look. So...
What, in 2000? It's like 0.5%.
How do I find it?
I don't know. I would have to...
Oh, hang on. I clicked on something and it takes me to the wrong thing and then I've got to go to the other.
Well, why'd you click on that?
Oh, I don't know. There's no... Why is there no percentage?
I'm pretty sure it's a 1 in 2,000. So.
Yeah, so it's a 1 in 2,000 or 1 in 3,000. I can't remember, but it is...
But it's fairly low, so... Yeah.
Really low.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the lowest in the games.
Well, like speaking of actual drop rates, Blizzard actually made a change to Mythic bosses and their drop rates. So you know how, let's say, I'm running Siege. Okay, I'm going to run 14 bosses every week for a chance at this thing. And it was a 1 in 2,000 drop rate. So I'm trying to get the... Iron Juggernaut thingy from Garrosh, right? Now, they made a change where the mount drop rate is based on the raid size, not how many people are in your raid. So before, when you were running it and you only had one person in your raid, then it's 1 in 2,000. However, now, because Mythic is 20, so 20 over 2,000 is one in 100. So now it's been increased to a 1% chance drop. So it's like the chance of it going up is actually a lot better than what it was before. So,
yeah.
And that applies to all Mythic raids. So I'm running Mythic Hellfire. I'm also running Mythic... Blackrock Foundry. So those are all 1 in 2,000 because you're the only one person in there, it's a 1 in 2,000 chance. But now, because it's based on the raid size of 20, even though you're the only one, the chance of getting that mount has actually improved a lot. So this is really good.
Okay.
Yeah. So... I think the only mount that's outside in the world right now that's a 1 in 2,000, I think, is Rukmar. I think Rukmar and Shaw and, like, all of those world boss mounts. I'm still trying to farm the Mists world boss
mounts. Rukmar doesn't drop anything, though.
Okay, like, so that's another thing that he changed. Yep, that's another thing that they changed. That if,
like,
you...
I've got a roll.
No. If you kill it, you don't loot it now. If you were to get that mount, the loot goes into your bags. gold gets looted, you don't need to actually click on that thing when it's dead now. You just need to kill it. That's it. And that goes for all
world. Yeah, but there's nothing that goes into my bag.
Because all that you're getting is gold. If you got actual gear, like Shaw drops gear, Nalak drops gear. I do get gear from Undasta. Shaw still
drops the box.
And
whatever
it is. Yeah, yeah. And that will pop into your bags. So you don't need to loot them now. That's one change that they did as well. So Rukmar, I thought the first time I thought it was bugged and I thought I didn't loot it. But then I saw, hey, I got gold. Like, why did I get gold? Oh, because I did kill it. So that's a thing that got changed as well.
Okay, well, that's a pain in the neck.
Okay.
It's a pain in the neck.
Why? It's easy. Now you don't need to loot it.
Well, because every time I go to loot it and I'm like, oh, I didn't...
No, you don't need to loot it now. So it's one less thing for you to do. It gets looted for you. Done. Easy. Yeah. I would rather kill and run and get the heck out of there. Anyways, so the other thing, I think the last thing is BlizzCon dates. We were... thinking of this year, October 31st is happening on a Thursday. And we checked what happened last time BlizzCon happened and October 31st was on a Thursday. And they moved it to November 8th and 9th. So not November 1st, 2nd, right after Halloween, they moved it a week after. So that's what we thought was going to happen here. Our friend Toasty Posty, he dug up that's his Twitter, is Toasty Posty Can. He dug up the Anaheim Convention Center calendar and saw that the convention center was booked for the 8th and 9th. And it was not booked for the 1st and 2nd. And it was also not booked for the week before, which is October, I don't know, like 23rd, 24th. I don't know exactly when, but that weekend. However, the one in October, there's not enough build-up time for Blizzard to get in there and set things up because there's something in before that. So I think the convention center is booked all the way up until the Wednesday, and they need like Monday and on, right? Because it's big, like there is a lot to do. So it really only leaves November 1 and 2, which, you know, maybe they couldn't help it, but it's going to really suck for any parents that want to take their kids out. I mean, here in North America, it's, you know, most parents here will take their kids out to go trick or treating and stuff. So, but that's it. Yeah. Lita's falling asleep. What is going on with you?
No, I'm just thinking it's my eyes. My eye.
Are you okay?
It's just right here. Yeah. It's okay. It's just a bit of a pain.
Do you want me do you want me to kick you in your leg and then you'll have a different pain to worry about? No, are you sure?
No, but I might turn the light off. I think it's the light that's just playing.
Well, go switch off the light.
I'll do that. Okay. All right, hang on.
It's okay. So while Lita turns off the light, we will talk about this. So I kind of think that the BlizzCon thing, wasn't planning on going.
Makes a difference.
No, I was just talking about the BlizzCon dates that, you know, I wasn't planning on going this year, but now that for sure that, you know, well, not for sure because it's not been official, but now that we kind of know that it's November 1, 2, I know, like, without a doubt, there's no way that we're going to go. So.
Yeah. Unless I win lotto,
even then, I want to watch my kids do trick-or-treating this year. So,
If I win lotto, I will fly to you. We will watch them, and then we'll fly down to BlizzCon.
You know that a private plane costs about $50,000, right? Just for like a one-way trip.
If I win Lotto, it makes no difference.
All right.
We will. I just keep my fingers, keep putting in. We keep trying.
Yep.
Otherwise, yeah, I won't be making BlizzCon. Unless a miracle happens.
So.
And that's, anyway. Okay.
That's pretty much it for news, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell me what you've been up to in the months.
Rating. The months.
Rating, yeah. Well, so how's rating going?
2 months. But, you know, it's just, you know, we've been busy, right? So,
with your little guild on Ballarat.
Yeah, because, well, we have fun. So we have a lot of fun. Yeah. We are a very much adult-only guild. Because some of the conversations, some of the conversations that happen are inappropriate for kids.
Mm.
So as much as, you know, I'm older, my mind is that of a 12-year-old. I laugh at fart jokes, poop jokes, and pee-pee jokes. So that's just me. So I fit in real well there. We're doing the new raid, and we're up to, we've killed everything except for Jaina now, just on normal. So usually, like, we don't mythic raid at all. We do normal, but with heroic strats so that we can get ready for heroic. So heroic's not as bad.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like we have to relearn a fight again. So we try to keep that in mind, which is okay. And that's pretty much it for raiding. The one thing I wanted to mention is I was leveling up alts, and I ran two characters almost exclusively from 110 to 120 via Island Expeditions. And I mean, I did a few quests here and there, but nothing big, like nothing to, like, not like half of the time. I got pet drops. I even got a new mount that dropped. I don't know which one it was. I just marked it off the freaking list. But I definitely noticed the power changes on the island as you go between level 110 and 120, because as you're leveling through the island expeditions, you're not really getting gear. And any gear that did drop said that I can only use it if I'm level 120. And it's like, well, I'm level 112, so what can I do with this? And the gear, honestly, didn't drop a whole lot. So I found myself having to go to the auction house to buy upgraded green gear.
Oh, okay.
To go back in to make myself feel like I'm still at par. What a pain. Which is a little bit off. I feel like Blizzard might need to tweak that a little bit, like maybe just have greens that drop, like maybe have every run that you do have one green gear, like just one, like for any piece that you could get done, and maybe it would be better. It was really easy at level 110. I was crushing stuff. I could fight rares easy, and then at level 120, nope. It was very hard. I went on a Demon Hunter DPS and then on a Shaman Healer. And the Shaman Healer, by the end, at level 119 or so, I was just like, I'm backing up here, and you guys go do your stuff, and I will try to heal you. So, I think the other thing, if you're going in on a healer and you're low level, and you get paired up with somebody that's high level, your heals don't scale up. Your heals are still like 4K, even though you're running with two people that are level 119. It doesn't. Yeah, so like your DPS will scale to the mobs, but your heals won't scale. I don't know how they could address that either. Maybe normalize everything only for islands. I don't know if that's an easy thing to do or not. But anyways, there's a couple pain points there, but nothing too big. But it was nice to get some pet drops and a new mount. And I'm falling into my vent. That's awesome. I just moved the chair just a little bit, and down I go. Okay.
Phew.
All right. And that's, I mean, I've done more. And I mean, I've done a whole bunch more. But honestly, it wasn't like I'm just doing my normal stuff. So, honestly, that's pretty much it. So, what have you been up to since we last did a show?
Well, since, so the raid, I'm not raiding anymore.
No.
Just didn't work. We weren't getting enough people. And I wasn't hanging around for an hour or so waiting for people to either find pugs or... So in the end, I just went, you know what? I'm done. I'm just not enjoying it when I've got to wait an hour from when we're supposed to start. I was like, I can't. If in that hour, if I'm only playing, especially when I'm working, sometimes I might only play for 2 hours that night. So if I'm waiting for an hour...
Yep.
That means we're raiding for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, so in the end, I just said, look, guys, I'm done. I'm done. I can't. I'd much rather be going and doing something else. I've got a million things I can do in game. Like, there is more things than I know what to do with than my time allows.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, it seems to have the whole team ended up folding. We just weren't finding enough decent people
and fill you're not a raid. Talking about decent skill-wise. You're talking about decent mentally and socially, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just that fit in, you know. We got some pugs in that you're just like, dude, like, seriously, not drop, like... At 8 o'clock at night, like Aussie time, it's like, why? There's no need to be a dick. Like, seriously, and we always have been honest with people, you know, like, we are a family friendly guild because obviously most of us are AIE on Earthen Ring. So it's not club. That we don't use. I mean, obviously, if you're in Discord and that, you're not going to sit there and be like, you know, little saints, but there is a time and a place for when people start just using words that, like, there are some trigger words for me that I will just be like, nope, nope, nope. So when they start going on with that, it's like, nope, drop, like, kicked. Like, I'm not sitting here to listen to some self-esteemed megalomaniac, who knows, I don't know, but you know, it just, anyway, we just couldn't find enough decent. We met a couple of really cool mythic raiders, but they, you know, it just happened to be that night they just were around, and they'd help, and they'd explain strats, and they got us further than what we would, but you know, they're not coming every week. They're already off doing mythic raiding somewhere else. Like, why would they come and help a bunch of, you know, casual, so to speak. So, but they're not going to do that every week when they're already mythic raiding and pushing whatever they're doing. So it was really cool to have them for the week or the two times that they came along, because especially for the new tanks and that were learning, they were given some really good pointers. You know, these guys explained the strats and were really patient. Like, they weren't being twits or anything. They were really patient. And we were like, oh my God, like, you guys, are you free at this time every week? And they're like, no, we just happen to be free. You know, we're free this week. And sorry, we're gone. You know, it's like, ah. So that's, anyway, I got enough to do in the game. Like, seriously, I've got enough to do in the game. So that's what I ended up saying. So, the team's gone. It's a bit of a bummer, but what can you do? You know, because it is what it is. And then we've had Luna. So Luna Festival's been on, which is awesome. It's one of my favorites. Okay, they're pretty much like all my favorites, but Luna this year, we got 7 new things that we had to get. So there was 6 toys. There was 7 toys. 2 of the toys were creating the dragons.
Mm-hmm.
So there was 3 pieces to each of the dragons. So that was 6 pieces that you had to get. And then there was the new Hearthstone. which was the Lunar Hearth Stone. So you had to get 150 coins, which was impossible. You couldn't do it on one turn. Even if you did everything from Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms, and Northrend, it was impossible to get 150.
If you do them all on one character, I think you get 84. I think that's what I got. So,
So you can't. But the good thing about coins is coins do not go away. So whatever you've got left over for this year, stick them in your bank. And next year, you might have something ready for if they bring in something new. And that's what I did. I actually had an iron that... It was my iron that fell into the lava, that died in the lava.
Oh.
She had, from last year, I'd done the Luna. I got a heap of coins. So I think she had about 40 coins or something. So I managed to get, I think I got two pieces on her. I think I got the 10, or like a 25 and a 10.
Yeah.
And the rest I got on leader bar one, and then I jumped over to another tune that had enough coins. Because the coins don't go away, so stick them in your bank. Don't destroy them. Stick them in your bank. So that was good. Yay, got all of those. Love is coming. Next. But exciting news. Last night I was doing Arathi. So Arathi Horse Side is back up for us. So I went and did the world quest over in Arathi, and there was, the one to kill. Well, I don't think it really mattered. It was the one for Beast Hunter. Namel.
Okay.
Anyway, the Beast Hunter, where the troll area is, there's a rare elite, whatever you want to call it. And he dropped the white raptor mount.
Nice.
It's not called that, right? White Raptor or something. So it's just a ground mount. But that was 349.
Very nice.
So, yeah. So that was really kind of cool. And I tried. I ran to Pandaria, did Shah Undust. I'm still going back there every week. And I'm just like... I even ran... Here.
I found out, though, that you can use bonus rolls on world mounts, on world bosses, and I didn't know that. So I've been farming them, and on my main, I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of coins that I could have been using to get re-rolls. And I'm like, oh, man. Like,
yeah, because you need those coins to convert into the thingo token coins.
Yeah.
The timeless coins convert them into the other coins that's your bonus roll. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was doing bonus rolls on anything because I was just like, well, even if it might give me some transmog gear anyway.
Okay, sure.
So normally, depending on how many I've got, will depend if I will do a bonus roll, but I try and keep Pandaria ones at max. Like I've got 20 and 10. I'd like to say it's 20 and 10. The two different raid tokens. There's two different amounts. Yeah. Or it might be 20 and 5 or something.
Well, there's three, but there's two that you can use on the world bosses.
Yeah,
One is the Shah and Galleon and Nalak and Undasta, and then the other one is only in the raid.
Yeah.
But
I did do vaults. So I got Elagon and nothing dropped. And then... and then where else did I go? Oh, I didn't have time after that because I was going to go back to Ice Crown.
Hmm.
anyway, it just, you know, just keep trying. So that was, you know, so it's been busy. There's been lots of things. Obviously, I've been really concentrating on challenge tunes the last couple of weeks in particular because of the contest. And because of that, I had decided at the beginning of the year, because I did do some streaming last year, I was starting to get into it, and then life happens. And then I decided one of my goals for this year was to actually really make streaming happen. So I've done that. So that's what I've been doing. So I stream 4 nights a week. Yeah. Four nights a week.
Nice.
So I've made a schedule and everything, and it's been really good. So far, I've only been doing the challenge tunes, but I think that's a really good basis because I feel semi-comfortable doing it. Like, I don't feel like, I'm on a challenge tune and, you know, I can't talk and play the challenge tune. And, you know,
there's going to be days where you're going to stream and play, and then you're going to talk, and then you're going to lose your focus. Just try. It happens to me all the time. And I'm talking with everybody in chat because I'm having fun, because that's why I do it more, is so I can have my social time, right? You know, while the kids are in school, I can socialize. So, but when you're on a challenge tune, it gets distracting too, right? So you gotta.
It's not too bad on the pacifist. I must admit, it is quite easy to hop on the pacifist, take it to Western Playlands, go round and round and round that lake, and just be like chillaxing. You're listening to Western Playlands music, you know, like the in-game music. So it's not like, it's a bit chill kind of music for that zone. And you're just going around and just picking flowers, mining the ore, and you're just chatting. Like we were talking about, we made up leaders rules for challenge tunes, which is, you know, things that you've got to do. So rule number one, I've always said rule number one is if you are tired, you do not play a challenge tune, right?
Yes.
You've got to have patience. So we've made up, you know, rules for that.
Oh, really? We were talking about music. You're tired, right?
Yes. When you're but there's two levels to being tired. There is tired like this, where I'm tired. I've been up since, you know, 4, but I'm not dead tired. Like, and then there is that where you're literally sitting and you're looking and your mind numbingly just doing whatever, whether it's fishing, whether it's world quest, but you're just like, you can't move, and you're sitting here and you're looking at, you know, and you're in game and you're just kind of like it's just that.
Or how about when you're sitting there and you're walking along in a cavern at level 4,
shut up,
and then you fall asleep and you start running in circles.
I've been up since 3.
Ran in circles.
You're gonna make me tell the story
for a good 40 minutes. I don't know what it was.
Well,
right?
It was two weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, it was fantastic. Only like 25 minutes.
25 minutes, 26 minutes. I don't know.
I think
it was more than that.
Well, I didn't mean to. No, it was 26. We checked.
I think it was like an hour.
But
just running in circles over and over and over again. It's fantastic.
I accidentally dozed off. So I'm not doing camera for it because I don't want.
That was a good thing.
I don't want the distraction when I'm playing.
Yeah.
So I've just got, you know, my avatar up, which that's fine. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm playing. People don't need to see me playing. They can watch me play. Like, you know, I'd much rather watch play. Obviously, it'll be completely hilarious to watch me when I die, because then it'll be like, But no one really, I don't need that. So I'm just doing like no camera on me. So I've started my contest tune. I think I was about level 3 or 4. And I went into the troll cave. So dwarf priest, go over to the little troll cave in the start. And I was literally thinking, I'm really tired. I just closed my eyes just for a second. They're really, really sore. So I'll close them. Just block out a bit of the light and just kind of rest them for a minute. And next thing, I woke up and I dozed off for about 26 minutes. And I'd apparently been going, I still had my fingers on the keyboard and everything. Going. So that's a habit I don't want to get into.
No.
I didn't mean to do that, so I apologize.
Well,
but yeah.
So it's a good thing that you weren't on cam, because if you were,
I would have been...
Twitch would have kicked you three-day ban, just like Cuddles did. Because I remember he was streaming for a while, and he was getting really tired. He was streaming for, I think, a charity, and he fell asleep. He fell asleep right on the stream, and they suspended him. Poor guy. But I mean, it's funny when you think back about it, but
Oh, I would have been utterly devastated. But I was just like, oh my god. So yeah, so that was dead tied. Like, I shouldn't have made the tune at that stage, but I was like, okay, the show's done. I'm ready. I want to start the contest. Mm. My contest tune, I want to get her under a way, but obviously a lot of times you sit down, you're relaxed, and your body's going, well, yeah, you've been up since 3 a.m. You haven't had a nap. You're nice and comfy. So how about we just go? So on the plus side, it's good to know that I can sleep sitting up. So, you know, so... I'm thinking hopefully next time I fly for a long distance, I might have a better sleep. I don't know. Look That's at it amazing. As positive.
Amazing. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm trying to work with the schedule, and, you know, hopefully when I go back to work, I'll see how that plans out. Cause that'll be the big thing. Once I go back to work, I'm going to try and stream on those nights, maybe a couple of hours. But I'd like to stream some normal stuff, and I'd like to stream some stuff with my boys, like with Ash and Wingy, like when we do things. So I just want to, you know, mix it up. But at the moment, doing the challenge tunes has been like a good basis for me to get used to and kind of get a layout that I like and get used to people coming in and, you know, obviously saying good morning to, you know, like the US crew or... whichever that, like, all of a sudden they're there and they're like, good morning, we need coffee. And I'm like, get some coffee, you know, and chatting. And it's been fun. So, you know, and if no one turns up, it doesn't matter. I'm talking to myself. I can quite easily do that. So,
yep.
But the other thing is I'm recording it. Like, I'm having a record of stuff. Because the other thing was, let's just say last year was a really hard year, and I thought that there was going to be things that was going to happen, that I was going to need more surgery and things like that. So I was starting to get a bit worried that I was going to get sick.
Yeah.
And as much as I've got 50 million screenshots, I don't have very much video. And I thought it'd be a nice record to have for me, not necessarily for anyone else, but to have that, you know, like the digital versions of stuff as well for me, that if things had turned out bad, that I still had, you know, that I could look back and go, well, you know, I was able to do this and I killed this challenge tune and I, you know, did this and this. So it's also like a record of play stuff for me. So, so that's what I've been doing. And if you're looking for me, it's, I actually got my name, my spelling later.
That's so amazing.
I'm on Twitch. I know. twitch.tv/Lita.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. So that
I
was,
don't
that
understand was, how you got that.
I have no idea, but there is no way I'm giving that up.
Yeah, don't
ever.
Give that up ever.
Yeah. So it's been good. Anyway, that's what I've been doing.
I just got an email that one of my jobs crashed.
Oh. Okay, we'll wrap it up?
No, I'm just waiting to see what happens here. I'm looking at the jobs right now. Okay, go ahead. Now we can. Well, we're almost done anyway, so...
We're almost done. Yeah. I don't think there's anything else that we need to talk about. We should make mention that we have deleted the Discord server. I will mention this now. Take that out. Okay. I'll take that out of our show notes. All right. We've got enough Discords and enough places that people, like, people are more than welcome to join things that we're already on, or you know, I've got mine locked, so if you want to talk to me, you need to be a friend.
Wow, I don't think I'm even part of you. Part of your... Oh, no. Oh, sorry. You've got messages locked so that you don't get direct private stuff.
Messages.
Yes, until you're a friend. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because there was all that...
Well, it got busy, and I have personally unlocked mine, and things have been okay. So...
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to keep mine as that. So if you want to, you know, check, then obviously send a friend request first. But we've got the WoW Challengers Discord. We're in enough other ones, like that people, if you want to find us, it's just it wasn't getting used. And
I mean, I've already got a heap of stuff, that's the main thing.
We've got the Guild ones.
Is that it's not being used. Right. Yeah. And I feel that, you know, personally, my attention is split between three places. One is the WoW Chow Ninjas one. One is my guild. And the other is my sim. So I've written a hockey sim, and I have a Discord on that. And I do spend a lot of time in there as well. So there's three. I'm a member of a lot of other ones that I mute certain, I mute most channels, but make sure some things can still, like, I still get notified in other channels on those servers that there's a new thing there. The AIA one, I don't think we used it enough like other podcasts do, because we do, like, this was a spin-off podcast, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think it was ever going to be like that.
Casual.
Right? Yes. And
like our casual type.
I kind of feel like we jumped on that. Oh, let's go create a Discord server, because, well, we could. It's free. No big deal. But if we're not going to use it, then, you know, fine. So we might make a channel somewhere. We don't know. But I mean, honestly, Twitter is still good. We're not getting rid of that. Yeah. We're not getting rid of the Twitch channel.
Yeah.
We're still going to stream on here, and we'll still upload live or upload it to YouTube. And we still have the website. We're just getting rid of the Discord server, which actually reminds me, I got to get rid of the Discord server thing. I think I have it as a widget on the website. But anyways, I mean, we just didn't use it. So
it's not, I mean, it would be different if there was people probably using it every week.
The message, the last message before ours was 2017 in November. So, it's over a year ago.
So,
we're not using it.
And that's okay. And like I said, I think most of us know that we're contactable definitely through email. Like, Stone and I both get those emails. We're both contactable on Twitter. If you know us personally, you can contact us through Facebook. And if not, you can find us through Discord. Like, there are ways that you can find us. It's not a problem. And most of our friends, well, I think all of our friends have got enough ways that they, if they desperately need to get us.
Yeah.
If not, you know, tweet the show account, tweet the other, you know, you can tweet our other show stuff. We will get back to you. I mean, it's just obviously when we're busy, when we're sleeping, when I'm at work, I can't, you know, respond straight away, but it's something that we always will respond as soon as we're able. So, you know, so that's the main thing. But there are ways and means of definitely finding us. So, but other than that, so I think we'll just close out. Yep. Okay. So if you do want to find us, don't forget, check adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. and Twitter is ADV Azeroth. Of course, we do a live show every when we can.
I guess we should change that. Because it's still the one where we did it every week.
Yes. Yeah, good, but it's Lord. Fun having that there. Because I look at it and I just go, remember when we did that?
Yeah, remember that? But you can find us on... Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was 6 a.m. for you. Yeah. It was 8 p.m. for me. So it was really good. So Twitch is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, which is... You know, when we're doing a show there, we do live shows, so you can find us there. Okay, Stone.
You can find me on...
Can you hear that helicopter? Can you hear that?
No.
That's low. That's coming into the... That's a emergency helicopter going into the hospital. That's low. Sorry. Anyway,
I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. Where can we find you, Lita?
I thought you were doing the next part. Did I? Anyway, okay. I'm Lita, you can find. I'm Lita. Why? What am I doing? I think I need more coffee.
I think so too.
Lita. Yeah. On Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. Don't forget, you can check out our other show, which we just recorded episode 153 earlier today, which is the WoW Challenges podcast, and that will be up tomorrow.
Yes, that one will go up tomorrow at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Eastern. Yep. This one goes up live right away as soon as I'm done, because we're not an affiliate.
Okay.
So this account.
And you can find my... other show that I do, which is Behind the Avatar, which I did an episode a week or so ago. So it's got one of my guildies, Mew, on. He's lovely. Cool. It was good. It was good chat. Nice. Really lovely.
Nice.
Mew.
This is a knife.
Anyway, he's lovely. Thank you to everyone for visiting, for hanging out, for the likes, the retweets. All those fun things. Don't forget that you can find the show. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. So other than that, we have no set schedule at the moment, but that's it. We will be back soon.
Yeah.
So bye.
Peace.
It does not exist. It does not exist.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompidec.com. No copyright infringement is intended.